Johnson.
The Eastern Partnership is an EU initiative which sets out to strengthen ties with six of the bloc's eastern neighbours, amongst them Ukraine, Georgia and, most controversially, Belarus. The idea, championed by the Czech presidency of the European Union, was launched formally in Prague on Thursday.
Od dnešního setkání má každý možná trochu jiná očekávání.
In one of his last roles as Czech Prime Minister, Mirek Topolánek opens the EU's Eastern Partnership Summit, perhaps somewhat euphemistically. Everyone is expecting something different from the partnership, he says, when, behind the scenes, there have been mutterings about an all-out lack of consensus within the EU about what the scheme should try to achieve. Elsa Tolmets is a research fellow at Prague's Institute of International Relations. She says the idea of an Eastern Partnership has evolved.
There have been many discussions between the Czech proposition, the original proposition of 2007-2008, and the Polish-Swedish proposition, also this non-paper, which was circulated and finally accepted at the European level. So here I would say the main difference was indeed that the Czech project was more into flexibility and having a less institutionalized partnership. And the Poles and Swedish people were more into having institutions, a bit on the framework of the Union for the Mediterranean, a bit in the same style. So yes, there have been an evolution of the initial project, and the Czech contribution, I think, was quite interesting. But at the end, yeah, it was not what was accepted by the other member states. It was more this Polish-Swedish proposition.
Several of Europe's most influential leaders were notable by their absence at Thursday's summit. Nicolas Sarkozy sent French Prime Minister François Fillon in his stead, and Silvio Berlusconi sent his apologies, citing family reasons for his absence. This led to speculation that the partnership does not enjoy the support of all of the EU's member states, speculation which was quashed by British Foreign Secretary David Miliband in Prague on Thursday instead of Prime Minister Gordon Brown.
There was unanimous support in the European Council from heads of state and government at successive European councils to support this partnership. They have put money behind it as well as political muscle behind it. And I think that this initiative has the very strong support of every head of government represented here. The Prime Minister has got many, many competing demands on his time. But he has been a strong supporter, not just of the enlargement of the European Union, but of a strong neighbourhood policy for the European Union. And that's why I'm here representing that today.
With low attendance amongst the Eastern partners themselves at Thursday's launch, Moldova's Vladimir Voronin and Belarus's Alexander Lukashenko both stayed away. Can the Eastern partnership really be deemed a success? Yes, says Elsa Tolmets.
Well, I think to some extent the Eastern Partnership was a success because it's a way for the European Union to propose a new policy towards the East. There was no policy towards the East since then. So it is really a success in this perspective. And it's also a way to show that the European Union is able to formulate a policy like Russia was able to formulate also a policy towards these countries. As far as the attendance of this EU summit itself is concerned, of course, the big personalities like Sarkozy, you mentioned Gordon Brown or Berlusconi were not there. But I think it was more linked to the internal political issues here in the Czech Republic, to the question of change of government and some politicians not wanting to meet future politicians, which are for them not as important as the one who were here at power since then.
The Eastern Partnership sets out to strengthen trade and potentially facilitate travel between the EU and the six countries involved. But the scheme is not designed to pave the way to full EU membership yet for countries such as Ukraine and Moldova. Elsa Tolmets again.
Yeah, some countries were a bit disappointed, like Ukraine or Georgia, or to want to some extent also Moldova, but well, let's say more Ukraine, because they were expecting a more engaged policy from the European Union, like speaking also about the question of candidacy to the EU or accession perspective or something in like this. But this is the since 2003 quite clear that the European Neighbourhood Policy does not have as aim to let other countries in. At some point, they can prepare them to accession if this is their political aim. But this is not what the European Union says. And of course, some of the countries might have been a bit disappointed because they expected the European Union to go a bit further in their proposition.
Speaking on Thursday, however, former Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek said that it wasn't a case of either or, and that Eastern partners could continue to prepare for EU membership if that was their eventual aim.
Není to projekt, který má nahradit nebo nějakým způsobem vymazat jejich touhu být plnoprávnými členy.
This is not supposed to replace or erase a country's hopes of EU membership. This is one of the keystones of the partnership. A country's aspirations to EU membership can run alongside its role as an eastern partner of the bloc. The Eastern Partnership allows countries to strengthen their bilateral and multilateral relations with the EU. It gives countries a chance to choose their own tempo, their own priorities in the course of this process.
The Eastern Partnership has come under fire from Russia, with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov calling the scheme completely unacceptable and accusing the EU of trying to extend its sphere of influence through the partnership. On Thursday, EU Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana responded.
Some comments from the Russian leaders have not been very constructive vis-à-vis the meeting of today. We have explained to them in many, many occasions, from the presidency down to the leaders of the Russian Federation, and they have been explained by the countries which are here, which many of them, most of them, have very good relationship with Russia, the significance. And therefore, they understand very well what the significance. This is not against Russia. In fact, as you know very well, probably Russia and maybe Turkey will be cooperating on some of the programs that will be eventually being in place. This is the philosophy in which we are beginning this process.
The Eastern Partnership was one of the biggest initiatives to be launched during the Czech Republic's EU presidency. Why did the Czechs champion the project to the extent that they did? Again, here's Elsa Tulmitz.
On the Czech side, I think there are some issues which are interesting because they can be coordinated with the own Czech foreign policy towards the East. And if you look at Ukraine, for example, there is a very strong interest on the Czech side to cooperate further with Ukraine because of migration issues, visa issues, but also trade issues. But also with Moldova, the Czech Republic has defined Moldova as one of the priority countries in the field of development policy. But I think the question of having a new idea like this Eastern Partnership launched within the Czech presidency of the European Union was also a big issue, a way to show that the Czech Republic is there in the EU, is also able to shape to some extent the European foreign policy. And I think this was like one of the main messages that the Czech government wanted to give.
At the launch of the Eastern Partnership in Prague, millions of euros were earmarked to enhance the region's economies and strengthen ties between the EU and its eastern neighbours.